And do you think that young people should be more involved in decision making globally?
I think so, because a lot of us have innovative and creative ideas that a lot of the older generation don't, and some, I feel that some of the older generation are very old school in their ways. I mean, they're set on, there's like only this way to do things. But I feel that nowadays, through technology and bigger resources and funding, we could really make innovative creations and do things differently and efficiently, because a lot of the times certain procedures and rules hinder that, our ability to do that. But what's not hindered is our creative thought, and even in schools we're encouraged to think differently and think out of the box, which I feel a lot of the youth have that the older generation doesn't, like this creative way of thinking and critical at the same time. I feel it's very important, which we could provide in support with funding from the older generation.
I do, obviously, to an extent. If we say all of young people, it depends, because a lot of times the values of a society, or like even within a community, especially with people like the way Wason's confirmation bias or Jameson's groupthink theory. So these are two psychological theories about like how we reflect the opinions of those around us, or the opinions that have been like given to us our entire lives, and how it's a little bit hard to like think out of the box. And so I think young people should be more exposed to other opinions and exposed to like all of these different topics and a myriad of different opinions on these topics, in order to truly like decipher them and then come up with new creative solutions.